The people of God. For the record, we are the people of God. The people of God are in constant danger of being led away from the word of the Lord. This is an extreme danger because we've heard over and over again, blessing comes from obedience to God's word. If the people of God do not cling to God's word and follow it without deviation, they will be denied the full blessing of God's word. Now, this past week, I listened to this professor from some university in Florida. His name is Dr. Story. That's all I know about him. And he was talking about the hurricane which hit Texas. And he was basically saying that, no, he wasn't basically saying, he was saying that the hurricane which hit Texas was a karma. Now, I'm not exactly sure that I know what a karma is. I know it is a spiritual thing. It is the moving of spiritual forces. Okay, and what the good doctor was saying is that Hurricane Harvey was a moving of spiritual forces against the people of Texas because the people of Texas voted for Donald Trump. Okay, I think they probably voted for George Bush, too. I mean, it's maybe a double whammy here. Got it? Now, look, I'm going to tell you the truth of the matter. Okay, about 5,000-6,000 years ago, God caused a mighty climate change. It rained for 40 days and 40 nights. And the entire earth was flooded by the will of Almighty God because the people on the face of the earth had become entirely evil. Okay? Now, you ready? When things like Harvey happen, it is an omen, not from evil spirits or from spiritual forces. It is the voice of Almighty God calling us back to the place where we need to be. Let me give you an example. When that other hurricane, the one I hated so much because it affected my house at the beach, when that one came, okay, the governor of New Jersey said New Jersey people were strong enough to overcome the forces of the hurricane. We were Jersey strong. Okay? That's like missing the point, Mr. Governor. I heard the governor of Texas say the other day, we're going to overcome it because we're Texas tough. We need to learn that we need to be entirely dependent upon the word of God if what we want is the blessing of Almighty God. We need to understand that as a nation, we are daily turning against the word of God. We are being led astray over and over again, taken away from God's holy word. And when we see the judgment of God fall on us in warning, we need to declare what it is. And we need to say to ourselves, to the people of New Jersey and the people of Texas, you ain't strong enough, folks. You ain't tough enough. The only way you can earn the blessing of God for your life, the only way you can get the blessing of God in your life is to pay attention to the word of God. Now, if you're arguing with me, I'm going to quote a scholar from 250 years ago. Was a French philosopher named de Tocqueville, came and did a study of the United States because he wanted to understand what it was that was making the United States such a great nation. And what he determined is that the people of the United States were godly people who were seeking to live their lives on the basis of God's word. The Bible was what directed their daily thoughts and activities. Their leaders were reading the Bible daily. They were reflecting it in their speeches. And de Tocqueville said, America is great because America is good, meaning she's following the word of God. And he warned that if America ever forsook the word of God, she would cease to be great. look at what's happening in our land. I want to just add, you need to give thanks, whether you like him or not. You need to give thanks for a president who is bold enough to call the nation to worship and to prayer. That's what the people of God need to do when we are faced with great tragedies like the one which befell our land in Texas this past week. As a nation moves away from the Word of God, as a church moves away from the Word of God, I believe that in our denomination, baptisms are down by 90%. That's scary, folks. It is the command of the Lord to baptize, and we ain't. When a church moves away from the Word, when a family moves away from the Word of God, when an individual person moves away from the Word of the Lord, blessing is lost and curses follow. It's what the Scripture teaches from one end to the end, one end to the other. You can't argue with it. There it is. It is the warning of God's Word. Do not be led astray. Cling to the Word of the Lord. Follow the Word of God, and you will be blessed. Amen. Thank you. At least one of you is paying attention. Okay? Now, the text which Chuck set before us today suggests, he didn't read the whole text, he just read a little part, but the whole text, the whole chapter, suggests that there are three primary sources which tempt us away from the Word of God. Three primary sources which tempt us to leave God's Word. Now, I hope that you will be surprised to learn what the first one is. Primary source of temptation number one, the preacher. The preacher. The text refers to the prophet or the dreamer. This is the one who sets himself, him or herself, up as an authority on what God says. He is the authority on the Word of God. And this person then tells those to whom he speaks that they are free to work it all out for themselves. He tells his followers that they are free to incorporate into their religious practices, practices which come from places other than the Word of God. He allows the Bible, the teachings of the Bible, to be altered by the thinking of people rather than pay attention to the Word of God. He says, in essence, if God had only been as smart as are we, if he had only known the things that we know today, he would never have said what he said. Can I just tell you, that is so arrogant. This person gives his followers, his listeners, permission to put themselves in God's place and to set their own religious course. You can find them all over the place. In fact, I watched one on the television this morning, didn't I, dear? Yeah, see there? The Scripture says, do not be led astray. In our time, errant preachers are rampant. They simply tell you that things condemned by the Word of God are okay. They tell you that God just loves everybody and that God could not possibly judge anyone. They tell you that parts of the Bible are simply obsolete. They tell you that all religions lead to God. You are free to pick your own path, the one you like, or to make one up for yourself. The true prophet, the real preacher, the one who is declaring the word of the Lord, tells you this: follow the Lord. Revere the Lord. Keep God's commandments. Serve him. Do not be led astray. You can only find the Father through the Son. Jesus is the only path to salvation. I hope you have heard those words before. And God's word tells us how to treat the false prophet or the dreamer. It says in the chapter read to you today, turn away from him, purge the evil from among you, do not be led astray. So the first primary source which tempts us away from the word of God is the preacher. The second one is your crazy family member. Now, every family has them, okay? There is no crime in having a crazy family member, okay? Mine has a few, okay? I may never have told you about my dear aunt. She's really a cousin, but we call her aunt because she insists. I mean, what can you do? Okay, that's probably a hint. But she decided that she should go to church in the city of Philadelphia because the church of Philadelphia, which is mentioned in the book of Revelation, is one of only two churches which God does not condemn there. There are seven mentioned, five are condemned. Philadelphia is one of the two that gets a pass. So she drove from Wilmington, Delaware, where we lived, to different churches in Philadelphia every Sunday morning, looking for the perfect church of Philadelphia, which was described in the book of Revelation. I think she gave up because she doesn't go to church in Philadelphia anymore. Okay? I'm sorry. Every family has them. It's just crazy thinking. They get in their heads these wacky or downright wrong conclusions about what God is or the Word of God, and they lead others to follow them and to turn away from the Word of the Lord. She was constantly trying to get all the rest of us to go with her to Philadelphia. Okay? Or these crazy family members practice their faith in such a way as to keep others from practicing faith at all. They might be extremely judgmental people, okay? They are, in essence, just unloving in the way they treat other family members. Or they could be holier-than-thou people. They are the ones who never sinned at all. They might profess a whole lot and deliver a tiny little bit. What happens is their example turns other people away from the Word of God. By what they teach or what they do or in some cases don't do, they turn others away from the Lord. This person could actually be very close to you in your life. The scripture says your brother or your sister or even your spouse, they can be the ones who have this crazy thinking. And the problem is, the closer they are to you, the less you listen to their crazy thinking, the more difficult they make your life. But again, God's word tells us how to treat the crazy family members among us. It simply says, turn away from him. Purge the evil from you. Do not be led astray. So the first source that can lead us away from the Word of God is a preacher. The second force which can lead us away from God is a crazy family member. The Bible says that the third source of temptation is troublemakers. Now, troublemakers, I'm smiling because I know a few. Troublemakers are respected members of the community. They have actually earned a place for themselves among the other members of the community. They might be charming, they might be good looking, they might be rich. They have a place in the community. They are part of the community. But they are members of the community who have become dissatisfied with some aspect of community life. Let me interpret. Something's going on in the fellowship, the community, which bothers them. Now, the word of the Lord is perfectly clear about such things. It simply says that God puts leaders over us God chooses elders from among us who are charged with our spiritual well-being. The elders will answer to God for their faithfulness in the execution of their God-given duties. The rest of us, and even those of us who are elders, are to submit to the authorities which God has placed over us. That's what the Bible says. Troublemakers are members of the community who will not submit to the elders. By their words and by their actions, they lead others to disobey the word of God because they encourage other people to rebel with them, to rebel against the established authorities God has placed in the house. And folks, I've been pastor for so long that I can tell you that the church is full of troublemakers. The text says that this rebellion is to be investigated and exposed. And if those in rebellion are truly in rebellion against the authorities God has placed over them, the rebellion must be exposed because it will infect the entire community and bring God's judgment on the whole people. The word is clear. We are to submit to the authorities God has placed over us. We are required to keep the whole word of God. Whether you like it or not, the principle of submission is part of the word of God. All his commands, even this one, are to be obeyed. Now again, God's word is clear. The cancer of rebellion must be cut out. Do not be led astray. Not by the preacher, not by your crazy family member, and not by a troublemaker. Let me just be clear. The teaching today, this teaching, the Didache that begins in Deuteronomy chapter 6, is not about cutting out or purging. The teaching today is this: do not be led astray. Cling to the word of the Lord. Keep all his commandments. Do not be led astray. Not by the preacher, not by your family member, not by the troublemakers. Cling to the word of the Lord. Do not be led astray. I told you again. I'll tell you one more time. Cling to the word of the Lord. Do not be led astray.